Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. Tuesday, we were, how many have Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 19? It's Jeremiah 6, 19. Hold your finger there and also turn to Jeremiah 22, 29. So two verses, Jeremiah 6, 19 and Jeremiah 22, 29. Tuesday, as we, Brother Steve was in surgery for over 6 hours. And as we were waiting in the waiting room, Brother Sean, we were looking at the news there, and it was showing that Rita, Hurricane Rita, approaching, and they didn't really know what course at that time. It was still three or four days off, and they thought, my lands, it's going to hit. It might hit New Orleans again. And Brother Sean heard me preach one time about the judgments and how God rains down on different things. He said, boy, just like you preach, preacher, it's starting to happen. He said, I bet it's like God saying, can you hear me again? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And it just, when he said that, I could visualize, they have a commercial. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And I could visualize, Eddie, all over the earth, God trying to do things to get people's attention. Hello, Earth? Earth? Can you hear me now? Oh, Earth? Oh, Earth? Can you hear me now? This morning I want to preach a message. Oh, Earth, can you hear me now? Oh, Earth, Sean gave me the title. And I trust it'll be a blessing to you. The Lord put a lot of things in my heart. And let's stand for reading of God's Word. I want to bring a message to you this morning. Oh, Earth, can you hear me now? Jeremiah chapter 6. And look at verse 19. Hear, O Earth. I wonder if God's trying to get the earth to hear him. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. You know, we have in America, I think many times we have a false image of the world in a sense that it's not just, Carl, God just doesn't want Americans to obey him. He wants the whole world to obey him. He wants the whole world to look to Christ. He wants the whole world to study his scripture. You know, we've been, like, America's been the ambassadors to the world for the Bible and for Christ. But I'm going to tell you, Christ Jesus died for the whole world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus didn't die for the United States of America, the people. He died for the whole world. In other words, he died for all the inhabitants of the earth, no matter what continent they live on. And I think God says to the whole world today, hey, I'm trying to get your attention. Can you hear me now? Oh, hear, O earth. I wonder if God's trying to make the earth hear him. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have, why? Because they've not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. The world's rejected Christ. The world's rejected the word of God. Notice also in Jeremiah 22:29. Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you'll help me, Lord. Tuesday, when that young man just gave me that thought, it's just like the Holy Spirit said, you got to preach that. And so, Lord, today, help me to be a blessing to our people. Help us to hear when you call. I pray, and Lord, help me to do well for you. And Lord, if there be any here that doesn't know you as Savior, I pray today they'll get saved. I pray they'll hear from heaven and that they'll trust Christ as Savior. And Lord, I pray Christians will be more in tune and their ears would be more listening to hear the voice of God. And we pray, God, that you'll just get glory and honor through all that we say today. We'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Since the creation of man, God has been trying to get man to hear and respond to him. I'm going to give you a couple examples. If you have your Bible, turn to Genesis. Look at Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8. You'll notice that God, after Adam and Eve sinned, God just didn't leave Adam and Eve alone. No, in Genesis 3, and they heard the voice of the Lord. Can you hear me now? Hey, can you hear me now? And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the, in the cool of the day. That shows you the grace of God. He didn't come when it was real hot and musty. He waited till it cooled down. He said, now they're relaxed. That's why you need to, there's the saying, sit down and cool off before I talk to you. Every statement you get, every little slang, like a little slogan, most of it comes from the Word of God. Are you with me? And they heard the voice of the of Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of day. And Adam's wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. You can't hide from God. We try to, though, don't we? Look at verse 9 says, God called unto them, where art thou? You see that in verse 9? Adam, where art thou? You know, I believe God's been calling from day one with the first man and woman. He said he's been calling ever since. Amen? Let me give you another illustration real quickly. Genesis chapter 4. You all know the story. Cain killed Abel, his brother. But did you know God spoke to Cain before he ever killed his brother? You know the story. Abel offered up a lamb, which was a type of Christ to come, because you can't approach God without the shed blood of the lamb. Amen? And Jesus was the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. And John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God on the Jordan River, John 1:29, which takes away the sins of the world. But Cain, he offered up the fruit of his hands. He tried to work his way to heaven. You can't work your way to heaven. And God accepted Abel's, but he didn't accept Cain's. And Cain got mad. If you look in Genesis 4, God says, Cain, if you'll just come. He said, look at verse 6. And the Lord said, aren't you glad he keeps calling out to us? You know, because Cain was all mad and frustrated because he gave God the best of his hands, but God didn't accept it. Verse 5. The word very wroth means he was very mad. And the Lord said to Cain, why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? Man, his face even showed. Kind of like mine there when I smashed my finger the other day in that door. You know? My countenance fell. How many ever had their countenance fall? I caught a fish in Naples. We caught a few of them. One of them, though, Brian, when I was taking them off, he put something into my knuckle there, and it's been over 3 weeks. The day he did it, it hurt me. It almost like paralyzed my hand, and it's still sore. My countenance fell with him too. I slammed him down and got the hook out of his mouth. I did put him back in, but I don't know how much he was swimming after I got done with him. My countenance fell. Let him jam you and see what you do. I just jammed him a couple times saying, how do you like it? And then I let him. He swam away, but he was. I tell you one thing. I bet he didn't bite. I bet he didn't bite nobody's line for a few days, and he definitely didn't horn nobody. Wish I had a pair of scissors. I would have cut the horns off. Teach him to horn us. Anyways, that thing still hurts. It's still swollen. I can't get the ring off or nothing. It's hurting. I couldn't even bowl yesterday because I can't get the thing in there. Doesn't matter. I should bowl it. That would give me an excuse why I didn't bowl good. Amen. Notice, he says, though, in the king, in verse 7, hey, king, if thou doest well, thou shalt not be accepted. In other words, yeah. Cain, you do well. I'll accept you. You just got to come the way I tell you. There's only one way, and that's through the Lamb. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only one way to get to heaven. It's not the Baptist church, Catholic church, Lutheran church. It's not baptism, catechism. It's not Lord's Supper. It's through Jesus. Cain didn't want to come the way God said. And so Cain got mad and went out and killed his brother. Verse 8, Cain talked with Abel, he went and killed him. There's no doubt in my heart, Cain died and went to hell because he refused the way of God's calling to him. God don't send anyone to hell. People send themselves to hell by refusing his call. He calls out to take his son, but people reject his son. That lamb was a type of his son. It was a symbol. It's talked about the Christ, the lamb to come. You see. How did he know? Because God taught Adam and Eve. And they taught their children. That's why we need to teach our children the blood atonement. How to get to heaven. Only through Christ. Amen? 1 John 3:12 says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Cain was of Satan. He died and went to hell. I hate to say it, but he did. He's there right now. He'll be there forever. Cain raised up a wicked race. Nimrod come through his genes. Cain raised up a wicked race, an evil, sinful men. So much that God looked upon men and was disappointed. Look in Genesis 6. Look in Genesis 6. Verse 5 and 6, God saw the wickedness of men. It was great in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were on evil continually. And it repented the Lord, verse 6, Genesis 6, that he made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. How many see that? Can you imagine a statement that God's making there? He grieved that he made mankind. Wow. You're talking about a God of mercy. You're talking about a God that of grace. Hello? Loving kindness. And it repented that he made man. That's how wicked they were. Notice, God sent judgment worldwide. But before he sent that judgment, if you look at, he sent a worldwide flood. The whole world was flooded in Noah's day. Not just there in Turkey. Over there in the Middle East. The whole world was flooded. It was a worldwide flood. All the inhabitants of the earth, less those 8 that was in the ark, they all perished. Just Noah's wife and their 3 sons and their 3 wives. 8 people survived the flood. They were in the ark, which is a type of Christ. There's safety in the ark. There's safety in Christ. Are you with me? And those 8 people left that ark after being in the being in the ark for over a year, and I can prove it. I'll teach in Romans that. It's over a year. I think it's 1 year and 10 days, 1 year somewhere like that. I can prove it to you in the scriptures. They came out and they replenished and repopulated the earth with people. 8 is a new 8. The numerical things of 8. The number 8 is a salvation, new beginning, a new beginning. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Are you with me? I'm already getting in my Romans mode of teaching. Amen. You can tell it, can't you? But I want you to see something in Genesis 6:3. Roddy, I believe God's before that flood came, I believe God was calling down to the mankind on earth. Because he says, my spirit should not only strive with man. Yet, this is 120 years. I believe for 120 years, God tried to reach out to that lost world and said, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hey, I want to reach you. But they had deaf ears. Hey, I'm trying to reach you down there. Hey, you, a bunch of Noah's group. I'm trying to reach you. Then he sent 40 days and 40 nights of flood. I think they heard him then. Hey, can you hear me now? Yeah, they could, but it was too late. They beat on the ark, but once the door was shut, see, the Bible says, and God opened the door and God closed it. Same way with heaven. He opens it and he closes it. They didn't get in until God opened it, and they didn't get out until God opened it. Noah and his family. And by the way, Noah couldn't even open. People, no doubt, during the flood, as the rain kept and the water level kept rising like it did in New Orleans, they no doubt were grabbing on and beating on the ark. I believe you now. I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. Too late. Can you hear me now? Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear me now? But it was too late. Now, I'm glad Noah heard him. Oh, earth, can you hear me now? Genesis 19:1. God sends two angels to get Lot out of Sodom. He records in his word, Genesis 13:13, that the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Those men in Sodom and Gomorrah were Sodomites. And they were wicked and evil. So evil that God said, I'm going to destroy them. You know, we get our word sodomy from the men of Sodom. God sent down fire from brimstone and destroyed them, Genesis 19. Hey, young people, can I tell you something? Being a queer is not an alternate lifestyle.
Amen.
Oh, I can't say queer. Being gay. I'm going to tell you, I can't say queer. I'm going to say queer. Don't you let those schools tell you that it's all right. That those people, no, it's an abomination to God. God destroyed Sodom, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. I'm going to tell you right now, God's not for the gay movement. Hey, Sodom and Gomorrah, can you hear me now? Fire, fire, brimstone, brimstone. Hey, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello? I'm going to tell you right now, God sent down, destroyed those queers, those sodomites. By the way, when I was a young kid, Jim, gay meant you were happy. And Cy, I'm not letting them take it away from me. Gay still means you're happy. Look up the Webster's Dictionary. I'm not letting those bunch of evil God-haters take my gay away from me. Amen? You can't say I'm gay anymore. If you do, you put yourself with those idiots. They're not idiots. They're evil. They're hate. When you get in Romans, I'll show you. I'll show you in about the rational sinner. They're haters of God. The 13th thing mentioned in Romans chapter 1 about them. They're haters of God. Yeah. 13 is a bad number. Boy, I can't wait to get to Romans. Might start this morning the way we're going. Notice, I believe God was saying to Sodom and Gomorrah, to all those Sodomites, hey, you Sodomites. Hey, you Sodomites. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I wonder, can you hear me now? You know, watch out, San Francisco, queer capital of the USA. I believe God's going to make a call down there pretty soon. I believe God's going to call down to San Francisco real soon and say, can you hear me now? probably be an earthquake. Probably take him out in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and you'll never find him. The earth will just swallow him up. You know, I'm wondering, you know, God's trying to get people's attention. Oh, earth, 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 hear my word. Jeremiah cried out, oh, earth, 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 hear my word. I think God's saying, hey, can you hear me now? Listen, don't be surprised if you see huge earthquakes open up her mouth in California. Oh, by the way, I had a thing on my computer about earthquakes, and there was a page. I couldn't find it. I tried to get it back on. I couldn't find it. But they just had a page, Brian, of earthquakes that they noted in California. The page, it never ended because I was going to print. It was like 100 pages. I finally said, I can't print this off. That's too many. I know like there's 3.1, 2.4, but, you know, but they're having them. Listen, they're having them all the time. Listen, many men are evil and have hardened hearts towards the things of God. In Exodus chapter 7 through chapter 11, God tries to get Pharaoh to soften his heart when he brings Moses to let the people go. Pharaoh's heart, though, was not softened. It was hardened. God called out to Pharaoh. Hey, Pharaoh, would you let my people go? No. Won't listen to you. So in Exodus 7, God turns Egypt's water into blood. Can you hear me now, Pharaoh? Then he sends frogs to the plagues of Egypt. Can you hear me now? And then he sends lice. Can you hear me now? Then he sends flies. Can you hear me now, Pharaoh? Then he sends the plague of Miriam upon the cattle. In other words, it's a deadly disease that kills cattle. By the way, we might call that today mad cow disease. Can you hear me now, Earth? Hey, Earth, can you hear me now? Then he sends, in Exodus 9, he sends boils over man and beast. He sends hail after that. Can you hear me? Then he sends locusts. Then he sends darkness. Hey, Pharaoh, can you hear me now? And by the way, I took a study of this. Do you know every one of those judgments? I couldn't find the lice and the flies. But all those other judgments, I find every one of those judgments in the tribulation judgments. For instance, the water turned to blood, Revelation 8:8, Revelation 11:6, Revelation 16:2. The plagues of Egypt, frogs, Revelation 16:13. The boils, Revelation 16:8-9. The hail, 16:21. By the way, those hail balls are going to be over 100 pounds. So it's a talent. It's over 100 pounds. Darkness, Revelation 8:12. I'm going to tell you right now. And then he finally sends the last one, Exodus 11. He sends death on the firstborn. And by the way, Revelation 6:8 talks about there's death comes in multi-millions of people during the trip. And then he kills his firstborn. And all those, and the cry goes, this is a cry. You know what? It seems, you know, there's always a cry after people don't listen to God. Did you ever notice that? Hey, Pharaoh! Hey, Pharaoh! I've sent you 10 plagues! Can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you. Go on, Moses, get out of here. Then his heart still hardened after that. He went after him, and then God ended up swallowing him, drowning him in the Red Sea. I wonder what it's going to take for people to hear God. What do we have? Why does the world have to push God into judgment of death before we'll hear him? You know what thing? History has proven and taught us that man never learns nothing from history. Because if we learned from history, we would learn that it'd be better to obey God than not to obey him. Can anyone say amen? Now notice. Keep, The earth keeps making mistakes over and over and over. Down through the ages, God has sent plagues, diseases, disasters. To get man's attention, he sends it into our lives. Avalanches, blizzards, hailstones, droughts, famines, earthquakes, tidal waves, tsunamis, floods, pestilence, epidemics. I'll tell you, they actually scared me the other day on one of them I don't know if it was 2020 or one of them. It was some kind of program. They were talking about a flu that they think might come up this year. And they said it'll kill like 200 million people. And they only have 2 million vaccines for it. And the only place that makes it, I think, is Switzerland or something. And I thought, good grief. You know, I'm going to tell you something. My hope's not in man. My hope's in God. He sends volcanoes, eruptions, volcanoes, even outer space, there's volcanoes. Listen, God, all down through time, God used different things to try to get a hold of people's attention. For 4,000 years, God did things to try to get people's attention. And then he did something more than anything they ever did. Then he sent a son. He sent a son from heaven. Jesus, who was rich, became poor for us that we might become rich in him. And the scripture says, that takes you back. In Psalms 8:4, talk about Jesus coming to earth. What is man that thou art mindful of him? God, why do you care about man? They don't listen to you. They don't obey you. They don't love you. They don't care about you. What is Psalms 8:4? What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Oh my, God says, I love you so much, I've tried to reach him. I'm going to send my son down now. And there at Calvary's cross, Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins and your sins. And then he rose the third day. And 40 days later, he walked on this earth for 40 days. And then he went back up to heaven. And as he arose to go towards the heavens, he said, I'm going to return. I believe that. Those angels said, why you men of Galilee standing up with your jaws dropped down? They didn't say that. Why you men? But they were, oh. Jesus went, the boy that could fly, amen. The Savior that could fly, amen. He went straight up. Now you know what I'm talking about because I can relate to you. He went straight up. He said, the same Jesus which came down is coming again. How many believe that? I believe it. He's coming. By the way, he's coming back if we don't believe it. It doesn't matter if you and I believe it or not. He's still coming because he said it. Tommy, I believe in the person of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Father saying to the whole earth, I love you. I love you. I love you. Do you hear me, earth? Earth, earth, do you hear me? I love you. Here's my son. I love you. Matthew 24:36-42 says when Jesus comes back, it'll be like the days of Noah. How were the days of Noah? They were wicked and sinful and evil. I believe we're seeing those days like Noah right now. I'd like you to turn to one scripture with me, and I'll be closing in about 10 minutes. Maybe. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. I want you to see something. In Luke chapter 21, Mark 13, Matthew 24, Jesus gave signs of his coming back. By the way, those signs always refer to his revelation when he comes right back on this earth. We're going up in the rapture in the clouds 7 years before that. Everything you read in these are tribulation passages. And all these tribulation passages refer to when Christ literally comes back on the earth. Well, we've already been with him for 7 years. And we'll have glorified bodies and we'll be coming back with him. But I just wanted you to see 25. Luke 21:25. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Boy, what, you see, man, that's all they talk about now is these planets, Mars, and all kinds of stuff. Planets X. Something's going to hit. Something's going to run into the United America or the planet Earth. How many heard about it? I mean, it's everything's always something about the moon, the stars, upon the Earth, distress of nations, plural, with perplexity. That means that's really bad. The sea and the waves roaring. I mean, watch those waves roar in. Look at the next scripture. Men's hearts failing them for fear. For the looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power, great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Telling you, Jesus is coming back soon. Because this is talking about his revelation. How much closer is the rapture? Can anyone say amen? Now listen to me. The wind and the waves roaring. Can you listen? I believe right now in my heart that we're seeing things happen here in America. For instance, I noted this. Do you know what? Did you notice it said men's hearts failing them? Do you know what the number one cause of death in America is? Heart attacks. Leading cause of death in the United States, one person dies every 30 seconds from heart disease. That's over 2,600 people every single day. Men's hearts failing them. Almost 1 million Americans die each year, which adds up to 42% of all deaths. Wow. Heart disease just doesn't kill the elderly. It is a leading cause of death for all Americans ages 35 and older. Heart disease accounts for over 1 million deaths each year. In 160,000 cases of those deaths, the individuals were between 35 and 64 years old. They gave you a graph. They got a graph, and the top of the graph is heart disease, heart, then cancer, then unintentional injuries, then pulmonary diseases at your lungs and stuff, then influenza, then diabetes, then AIDS. That'll be coming up pretty soon. Suicide, that'll be coming up. Homicide and other. But the others got a whole bunch. I believe that's what they kill them, in, like the people they kill by accident in hospitals. That's because I think that's it. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding you? You think the preacher's kidding you about it? I've pastored for over 25 years. I know what I'm talking about. Check it out. By the way, I challenge you. Go and find some statistics on deaths that occur in the hospital by accidental death. Multi-thousands of people are killed every year in the hospital. Accidental deaths. I won't say no more. Can anyone say, oh me? Notice. Can you imagine the number one killer right now in America is the heart? God said men's hearts failing them. Hey, New Orleans, are you still planning your devil Mardi Gras? Well, you're flooded again. Hello, New Orleans? Hello, New Orleans? Can you hear me now? Hey, you wicked devil worshippers. Can you hear me now? Hello? Hey, you all you evil haters of God. Can you hear me now? I'm trying to get your attention. I wonder if he got their attention. They won't answer their phone. Let's see if anybody's home today. Let's just see if anybody's home. Making a phone call for God. Amen? Let's see. Let's see if anybody's there. First guy, I mean, Freddie Belcher. Let's see if Freddie Belcher can hear God. Is he in Super Church? Is Freddie in Super Church? Freddie's not home. He can't answer either. Hi, Freddie. Where are you at? Well, I want to tell you something. I'm calling for God. You better get back here right now, mister. That's amazing. I didn't have this planned. I thought you were at Super Church. Man, the God, I'm so spirit-filled. He's not even church. He's not in church, Arlene. I got you. Can you hear me now? I'm in front of the whole church right now, Freddie. And I'm preaching a message. God's making phone calls. Can you hear me now? I just wonder if you can hear me now. You can. Okay. I'll tell the church you can hear him. Tell the church again you can hear him. We'll let you go. Somebody's hearing God. Amen. Let's call one more. Busy. Eddie Wilson Jr. He's not here. He's there. I was going to call Senior, but he never answered his phone. So, you want to get Senior, call Junior. Anyways, Eddie, you're here. But you know what? Most people God calls, the line's busy. Because they don't want to hear him. How many are still with me? Are you getting what I'm trying to tell you? See, God's calling. Oh, earth, there, he's calling again. God's calling. Hello, throne of heaven. This is a call from God. Okay, God, put it through. Where does his voice come out, Eddie? The top. Keep talking, God. This is, I don't know. Hello? Where'd you go, God? He hung up. See, you can't believe everybody. That wasn't God. That wasn't God at all. He said, this is a collect call from God. There's a lot of imposters out there. You better make sure who's calling you and who's telling you, amen? This is working out better than I thought it was. This is all unrehearsed. Listen. I blew me right out of the water now. I don't know. That was great. You know, they flooded New Orleans, and they're trying to get them, and they're already planning for that wicked. One of the most wicked things in New Orleans is a Mardi Gras. It's a devil worship. It's evil. And, boy, now they're flooded again. I wonder if God's making a phone call down there. Can you hear me now? How many get what I'm trying to show you? This earth is rocking and spinning. This earth is in great turmoil. The NOAA states that there are over 1,000 tornadoes reported each year. In 2004, we hit an all-time high of tornadoes. Matter of fact, there was 300 more tornadoes in 2004 than there ever was in history. Can you hear me now? The United States, can you hear me now? I just sent you over 1,300 tornadoes in 2000. Can you hear me now? In December 6, 2004, the largest earthquake in the past 40 years took place in Sumatra, Indonesia, Thailand, and Sri Lanka. You know what? Can you hear me now? 9.5, I think it was. Are you with me? It generated a tsunami in the Indian Ocean that was 300 feet high and caused more than 283,000 deaths. And you and I saw it on TV. And the whole world seeing these things, and they don't even get it. God's trying to call the earth. Can you hear me now? I looked this up. Out of the 10 largest earthquakes since 1900, the 10 largest earthquakes since 1900, the two have taken place. Two of the 10 largest. Two of the 10 largest since 1900 have taken place on December 26, 2004 and March 28, 2005. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? Hello, Earth, Earth, Earth. Can you hear me? Is anyone home? Earth, earth, can you hear me now? I wonder if they're hearing them. The world experienced, I read some, since they've been, I don't know how long they've been doing, but since they've been taking records of volcanoes, all the history, they've recorded 550 of them for all the time, whatever, 100 and so many, or how many years they've been doing it. 550. Do you know how many volcanoes have erupted in the year 2005? This year? And this year's not ended yet? 27 volcanoes in 2005. I printed out a sheet, Rod. They show up, and it just goes back to 1995. The latest one mentioned, but they show there's 127 recent volcano activity, notable volcanoes that's happened. In 2004, there was 11 volcanoes. In 2003, there was 20. In 2005, there were 27. It's the largest one, the largest number recorded ever. And we still got 3 more months of 2005. How many are still with me? I don't know if you're getting the picture of what I'm trying to tell you. I think God's trying to say, Earth, Earth, Earth. Can you hear me now? Hey, I sent Katrina. Now I sent Rita. Can you hear me now? I wonder what it's going to take for God to get our attention. Hello? Is anybody home? It's quiet. You know what that means? That means people are thinking. I ran this off. These little red, I redded them so you can see them better. Those are the largest earthquakes that's happened since 1900. I put an X right here. That's California. If you'll notice, it's like a big circle all around the Pacific. I think they call that the Lord's Ring. What is it? The Ring of Fire. If you'll notice, all the big earthquakes have happened like in a circle around the Pacific Ocean. I'm going to tell you right now, the next one that's going to happen is where I marked that X. You see that state of California? You watch. If it doesn't happen before the year's out, you watch, a major earthquake's going to happen in California. I don't want it to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But I'm going to tell you right now, things are going. Notable earthquakes in 2005. What I got about this, Rod, is this. Carl, there's not 1 month in 2005 that somewhere on this planet Earth there wasn't a notable earthquake. In January, off the west coast of northern Sumatra, 6.6. In January 16th, state of Yap, Maparisa, 6.6 is a big one, no matter what. In Arkansas, February 10th, there's 5 or 6 in Arkansas in February. In Iran, 6.4 on February 22nd. By the way, Japan's got a lot of them. There's a lot of earthquakes in Japan. On March 20th, a 6.6 in Kusha, Japan. Northern Indonesia, 8.7, largest and deadliest earthquake of 2005. In April, you have Indonesia, 6.7. Arkansas in May, 4.1. California, 4.1 in May. Indonesia, twice in May 14th, May 19th. Different places, 6.8, 6.7. June 12th, Southern California, 5.2. Chile, on June 13th, 7.8. Richter scale. Alaska, by the way, you don't want to be in Alaska. They have a lot of earthquakes in Alaska. The Aleutian Islands, 6.8. Off the coast of Northern California, June 15th, 7.2. Greater Los Angeles, California, 4.9. June 16th. June 17th, Northern California, 7. I wonder if God's calling California. Can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me now? Niagara, July. Indonesia, in July. Western Montana, 5.6 in July. August, New Mexico, 5.0. August 16th, Honshu, Japan, 7.2. September 9th, and that's all far up, Papua New Guinea, 7.7. I don't know, folks. I wonder if God's trying to get the earth's attention. I think He is. You know, I think God's trying to get her. Jeremiah, I'm closing with Jeremiah. Hear, O earth, my text. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even their fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. I'm going to tell you right now. Hello, earth. Hello, earth. Can you hear me? Hey, France. Hey, France, can you hear me now? Hey, America, can you hear me now? Hey, Japan, can you hear me now? Hey, Russia, can you hear me now? Hey, Spain, Mexico, Papua New Guinea, can you hear me now? Hey, Costa Rica and Cuba, can you hear me now? Hey, Italy and Ethiopia and Africa, can you hear me now? Hey, Jordan, Syria, Iran, and Iraq, can you hear me now? Chile and Hawaii, can you hear me now? I'm calling. Hey, earth, 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 can you hear me now? Oh, earth, 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 can you hear me now? I'll leave you with these last two questions. What does God have to do to get the world's attention? And number two, what does God have to do to get our attention? Hey, Florida. Hey, Florida. Can you hear me now? Hey, Louisiana. Can you hear me now? Hey, Texas. Can you hear me now? Hey, North Carolina, South Carolina. Hey, Georgia. Can you hear me now? Hey, West Virginia and Virginia. Can you hear me now? Hey, Ohio and Pennsylvania and Montana and Iowa and Utah and Colorado. Can you hear me now? Hey, New Mexico. Can you hear me now? Oh, earth, 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 can you hear me now? Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Oh, earth! Oh, earth! Oh, earth! Oh, earth! Oh, earth! Can you hear me now? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, earth, can you hear me now? I wonder this morning, can you hear him? The world's spinning out of control. Jesus is coming back. Can you hear him? If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, he's trying to call to you this morning. I love you. I love you. Let me save you. I'm coming. You need a Savior to take you to heaven. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many would say, Pastor, I know for sure I'm saved. I know for a fact I'm saved. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Could you raise your hand? I'm saved. I know it. Thank you. You may put him down. How many would say, Pastor, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And preacher, I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Would you just pray for me? I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Just... I won't come to you, won't embarrass you, but I'll pray. Include me in that prayer. Pastor, I'm going to raise my hand to you and to God. I really want to know when I die. Go ahead and pray for me. Anyone like that today? Pray for me. I'd sure like to know when I die. Go to heaven. Who'd say that? Pray for me. Just raise your hand and put it back down. Anyone at all? anyone at all. Oh, he's coming back. Get prepared. Amos cried out, prepare to meet thy God. He's trying to call. Pick up the phone. Answer it. He's trying to call and get in your heart. He loves you today. Heaven's real. Life and death is real. If you die without Christ, you don't go to heaven. It's not being a Baptist or anything else. It's knowing Christ as your Savior. I wonder about it today. Oh, Earth, can you hear me now? I wonder how many Christians say, preacher, God spoke to my heart. I'm not serving like I should. Pray that I would be more dedicated for Christ. Who'd say that? Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. Yes. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I did the best I could.